School bus number 44 grinds to a stop in front of a home on Garners Creek Road in Dixon County, Tennessee. Two young brothers, 1-5 and 1-8, hop off and are met by their aunt at the end of the driveway. The three walk towards their home. As the bus doors swing closed and the driver prepares to continue his normal Tuesday afternoon of delivering students back to their homes, he has no way of knowing he is very likely the last person outside of Joe Clyde Daniels' family to ever see him alive. 5 years old and autistic, Joe Clyde Daniels was reported missing by his dad, Joseph Ray Daniels, on April 4, 2018, resulting in one of the largest missing child searches in Tennessee history. A few days later, on April 6th, he was presumed dead after his father admitted to hitting him in the head several times. April 7th, Joseph Ray Daniels was charged with homicide and held on $1 million bond in the Dixon County Jail. April 9th, Crystal Daniels, the mom, admitted to being present during the death of her son. She was arrested and charged with aggravated child neglect and also held on $1 million bond in the Dixon County Jail. It's now been more than 3 years and Joe Clyde Daniels' body has never been found. Join me as I walk through the days after his disappearance, the search, the confessions, the accusations of coercion and false confessions, and the hearings and trials that follow. I'm Rachel Underwood, and all I think about is crime. All I Think About Is Crime is a weekly podcast, and this is the Joe Clyde Daniels case. Episode 1 will be published tomorrow, then a new episode will be published each Tuesday. If you have any information about the circumstances surrounding the disappearance of Joe Clyde Daniels or the whereabouts of his remains, please contact the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation at 1-800-TBI-FIND. That's 1-800-TBI-FIND. More tomorrow. Thanks for listening.